Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Good News Clubs win equal access in the Hawaii public schools. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, Matt, after months of fighting this, after COVID, you know, the Good News Clubs were shut down throughout Hawaii. And then when they lifted the lockdowns, some of these schools, six specifically, would not restart the Good News Clubs, which are after-school Bible clubs, on their campuses. So we had to take action and file suit on the behalf of Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Yeah, all the schools were shut down, meaning all the clubs were shut down. But then when the restrictions were lifted, the secular clubs came back on campus. And most of the Child Evangelism Fellowship clubs that were in the public schools beforehand were not allowed to come on campus. And this goes all the way up to the Hawaii State Department of Education, including six different elementary schools. So now we received an injunction from a federal judge against the six different elementary schools and, significantly, against the Hawaii State Department of Education. So this injunction now applies statewide throughout all of Hawaii. And this now means that Child Evangelism Fellowships, Good News Clubs, can have the equal opportunity to meet on the public school campuses immediately after school, just like the other secular clubs. Now, in one case, CEF was told that you can't be on campus because you're religious. Well, that's a non-starter from a constitutional standpoint. So indeed, you know, when they said you can't be on campus because of religion, because you're religious, that's clearly unconstitutional. But on the other hand, one of the schools says, well, you can't be on campus because we have no room. So the Good News Clubs said, well, that's okay. We'll just meet outside. Well, in Hawaii, you can meet outside, you know, all year long. The weather is always good there. And they said, no, you still can't meet. The problem that we've seen in Hawaii is the same thing that we encountered in Rhode Island, which is the same thing that I'm hearing in other states like in Virginia when I recently spoke to a Child Evangelism Fellowship banquet. And that is, before COVID, these clubs were on campus. After COVID, the schools shut down all the clubs. But then when they reopened the schools and allowed these clubs to return, they selectively, and this seems to be systematic across the country, more hostility, I should say, to the CEF religious clubs. They're not allowing them back on campus. So we litigated earlier this year, and we got a preliminary injunction against Rhode Island because they did the same thing. They had Good News Clubs on campus. They then shut everything down once school opened up. The secular clubs came back on campus. There's a few schools that allowed Good News Clubs, but many schools did not. We sent a demand letter after they were continually refused access. They did not respond to it. We ended up filing suit, and now we have a federal injunction against the school in Rhode Island and also attorney's fees. Same thing happened in Hawaii. So we filed suit, and this time we not only added the six public schools in this case, the elementary schools, but the whole Department of Education. The whole Department of Education is also responsible. And so now this injunction applies to the Department of Education, which means every school in the entire state of Hawaii is under this injunction. So when school opens again in the next several weeks, these Good News Clubs will be able to return back to the school campuses.
And, you know, these are schools, Matt. These are school officials. So you think as they are teaching children the truth and hopefully about the Constitution, they would do their own homework and realize it is unconstitutional, unlawful to discriminate against these religious clubs. They meet after school and, you know, in addition, they're having the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, girls on their own, whatever. You have to allow the same access, equal access is the key phrase to these good news clubs. And these kids are getting amazing teaching. I mean, they're learning good character. They're learning scripture. They're learning how to serve others, social, emotional character, leadership development. Why would you not want children exposed to this kind of good stuff?
Well, it's not because the good news clubs are not good or that they're actually beneficial.
But they're religious.
It's because they're religious. They're particularly they're Christian, and there's obviously an anti-Christian bias by mm-hmm. these people against the Good News Clubs, and so they're now thinking, oh, you know what? They've got an opportunity. They've kicked out all the clubs. Let's just selectively allow in the secular clubs, and let's keep the Good News Clubs away. And they'll either deny them, or they just drag them out over and over again. I always try to emphasize to our staff that it's very important not to delay, particularly with Good News Clubs. Good News Clubs really minister to roughly ages 4 to 14. It's really kindergarten
critical age
through
range.
Fifth
yeah.
grade.
Critical.
So it could be 5 through 12, 5 through 13, critical age group. And the problem is if you start a school year, like, for example, the upcoming school year, you start the school year and there's no Good News Club, and the kids are in fifth grade, right? And now they go through the entire academic year through 2025, and there's no Good News Club on campus. Now they're into sixth grade. Well, there may not be Good News Clubs in the middle schools. They're primarily in the elementary mm-hmm. schools because that's the general right. age group. So you've just now missed an entire class of fifth graders. That is a very critical moment, and those fifth graders are going to be somewhere in the 11 to 12 to maybe 13, depends upon, you know, what time frame they are. But they're going to be in the 11 to 12-year-old time frame of their age. Very critical moment in their lives.
Absolutely. In middle school, that's really critical times when they're getting all this other confusion stuff thrown at them. But, you know, we interviewed the director of Child Evangelism Fellowship in Florida, and he said his own children came to the Lord through Good News Clubs, and now he's directing them. So it's phenomenal how they're changing the lives of these children.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing because they are changing the lives of children. If you look at statistics, both from Good News Clubs, Child Evangelism Fellowship, that's been around since the 1920s, and also other statistics like George Barnum, who's done research, depending upon the study you look at, about 85% of adults, when surveyed, will tell you it was before the conclusion of their 12th or 13th birthday that they first made a decision for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that decision will be deepened over time, or should be deepened over time as they grow in the Lord and relationship with Him. But that decision came at an early age. And so consequently, for churches, when you think about your youth program, it shouldn't be just a babysitting, fun and games thing. Yeah, fun and games, sure. But teach them the gospel, because it's really critically important. Mm-hmm. If you look at all of the people in your congregation, what is the most important age group? It's not the adults. They're the ones that are supporting your organization and they're volunteering. They're certainly important. And there's people that obviously come to the Lord
right.
as an adult. I did. I was in that category. But the real critical time frame is that 5 to 12 to 13, 14-year, 4 to 14, you know, window. That's
Absolutely.
The real critical time frame.
Absolutely. And, you know, these Good News Clubs, they don't charge a fee, and they properly vet all their volunteers, and they also have to, they ask for written permission from parents before the children can participate. So it's very, it's a very good organization that takes proper care to make sure these volunteers and these children are getting the truth by trained and vetted local community volunteers.
Absolutely. And so, you know, before COVID, there were a couple of thousand more Good News Clubs on campus than there are after COVID. And part of that is because of the resistance of these schools to allow them back on campus. Part of it also is because they had a ongoing volunteer staff that was operational. And then once COVID happened, they have to rebuild that volunteer staff again. So there's kind of two dynamics going on. From your standpoint, though, there ought to be a Good News Club in every elementary school, whether it's public school or private school or in your church. I think you ought to have them in your church as well. They're amazing programs.
Yeah, currently there's over 3,000 in public elementary schools across the U.S. and Hawaii, but I think there needs to be a lot more than that.
There needs to be a lot more. So I'm thankful for this victory. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you for supporting Liberty Council because you're part of this incredible victory. For more information, you can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. And a special page, lc.org/CEF. That's /CEF.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.